for the administrative fees that are associated with the project. And I think that may be a way forward. We need to learn a little bit more about him and his organization of Go Rail. But I think what we need to do is align ourselves with someone that works in the industry every day, that knows the ropes. I often talk about writing a parks grant. I wrote one and wrote one and wrote one, and it failed. I got Jeremy Jackson from Great River, who works in it every day, and she said, well, it's no wonder. You've got to use these words. You didn't use these buzzwords in here. She put them in, it went right straight through. It's my dang writing, but her buzzwords. Well, we need somebody that has the rail buzzwords, has the connections, has the stuff, and figure out how to fund them through the proceeds of the project so that we can actually get a hired gun to help us with some of this. Because us going out and saying, hey, we've got a great little city and we think we ought to have a rail network, probably isn't going to get the job done. And I think the stuff that we need to do, the precursors to have it on the multimodal list of Taney County priorities for both this project and the transload facility, is where we need to be now. We need to get this advocate going. This may be the guy. Just got to get him to recontact me again.
Well, I went on their website. Mm-hmm. They are a nationwide lobbyist organization, so they're a powerful one. Go Rail is known nationwide. This gentleman, I even put his picture on there. I added it there from the website.
Sure.
So he's a valid leader of this organization. He covers I guess it's an 8-state area, so he's a state director of 8 states, including Missouri.
And if you go to the website, he's a senior officer in the organization, too.
But he's attached the types of rail funding that's available, and these are all the things that the rail division of MoDOT are familiar with, too. Grade crossing safety improvements. If there's any grade crossing improvements in Hollister or Branson that need to be... These are the funds that are available listed here. Rail and multimodal, of course, the transload facility would fall under that funding. On the backside of the sheet, he's provided the sheet that covers all the nationwide funding, the infrastructure funding that the Biden administration made available. There's port infrastructure development. You can actually have an interior port in the United States, such as out at the airport, might be interested in applying for some of these funds and becoming an internal port, and that increases and enhances the shipment. Particularly if we have the transload facility, it would behoove the airport out there to become an internal port and enhance additional shipments in and out of that transload facility. There's intercity rail passenger service, and there's where we're talking again about the possibility of tri-weekly service out of Kansas City or something of that nature that Missouri and North Arkansas would want to foster that. But there's the funding that's listed here he has highlighted, and then there's some additional transportation research and development funding. So it all comes under that same banner of writing grants. That's what this lobby organization can point to individuals. Of course, they all charge something for doing it, but when you don't have the full-time staff, like most of the municipalities do not have, such as Forsyth and even Branson, or they do have some staff members that regularly write for grants, but they can point to consultants and contractors that can do it for a set price. Then you know what it's going to cost you to apply for the grants and be successful. Just as Rick mentioned, you can write a lot of grants and not be successful, but you need to write them, be timely, because everybody else is competing for them. That's what this individual could do. But out of you're presenting this, and certainly we need to have the local organizations, Branson and Forsyth involved, and the right persons drawn into the discussions with this individual. But I would make a motion. I think we need to have unity on this by full collaboration, everybody involved that wants to be involved. Don't have to be involved, but if you want to be involved, make a motion that we exert some time and resources to do some letter writing, to set up an initial meeting, and perhaps Hollister could post that include Cranston representatives and anyone else in the railroad representative, we might want to low-key the first meeting so we get better acquainted with the individual. But move in that direction, allocate some resources, keep this board informed what's going on, and allocate some resources to do that, move in that direction. That would be the motion. And it needs some, probably needs some discussion. It would be good to hear from everybody's vantage point. If it,
How do you want that motion laid? What do you want that
to enter into discussions with specifically this lobby organization, Go Rail, and set up some discussionary preliminary meetings and then see where that leads us.
Here's what I would recommend on this. Are we in discussion? We don't have a second. We're going to have a second. I'll second so we can get in discussion. I'll second the motion. You're in a difficult position if you make a motion from a public board to go to a specific organization like that, because there's a pre-selection kind of a ring to that. And so what I would, instead of making a motion in that, I would just say as a staff recommendation or something like that from the board. We don't have to make a formal motion, but we would like to investigate Go Rail, would like to formally meet with them, that kind of stuff. But in the greater terms, we would have to say that we would like to look for some rail advocacy organizations, some professional help or something like that. You're going to actually want a public board to endorse something like that. Otherwise, I think you're going to get just as far with a staff recommendation that we do that. And we just kind of collectively agree that's a direction that we'd like to move towards. That would be my recommendation rather than us making a formal motion.
Pull down my motion, and I'll bow to recommendation as voiced by Rick Zygenfuss. And let, on the record, what you just said, that'd be the recommendation. That'd be a recommendation instead of...
Okay.
I agree. We got to start somewhere.
Yep. That's it. You're right.
Does that make sense?
That's simple. We'll rescind your
motion.
Your motion. We'll rescind Rick's second of that, his original motion. So, and so you'll be proposing as a new motion.
As a recommendation.
As a recommendation. So is that
and I think it's on record right now. It's on public record. We've got the recommendation. Right. That's where the board is heading. And then in your case, I would ask if there's anybody here that's opposed to that. That kind of almost gets what you're after. And if there's no opposition to that.
Well, I would think the discussion, would generate the... Everybody can speak up. The chairman's position
is there anyone who's opposed to
the recommendation?
Or sound like this might be a bad idea, but we got to focus our resources and our time and energies. And this is something.
I think Rick's right, because what we're doing is not giving us anything. So, something like Go Rail or some an entity that's similar to that, I think would definitely be something that could help us.
Most of us that work with grants, and there's several in the room that do anything, a grant usually comes with a certain amount of the grant. There's this grant dollars, and then there's this grant administration dollars that comes with the grant. And it's not uncommon for grant writers. We've got a couple engineers in the room. One of the things that we work with the engineering firms is if they'll write the grant and do the stuff, we work with them to try and have them administer the grant. And that's how they get reimbursed, and that's how small cities and small counties are able to afford first-class help, because for us to just go out and pay grant writers to speculate on things, a lot of times you can pour a lot of dollars into something that isn't going anywhere. But if, in fact, someone like Go Rail would be willing to pick up our situation and say, we'll forward that if you'll enter into an agreement with us that we can administer the grant if it comes, that kind of thing. Now, there's some caveats on transportation grants that you have to pay a grant writer a nominal amount so that they can still compete for the design of the final project. These are a little different than that, but it certainly is the best way forward. Many of us know how to do that. So I think the real thrust is here, we've identified one, and talking with them may bear fruit. Otherwise, I still would say the direction of the organization is that we get professional help, a hired gun, to help us with rail, because I don't know that we have the tools. You're the rail man. You are...
I just propose.
I know, but you keep us on track with that, and I think that's important, that's valuable. But I think the way forward is to get subject matter experts that are in the business to do it.
The existing project that we've conceived of and is defined for the transload facility, for instance, are the passenger service and the grants and any of those, and the overpass downtown. If they're going to happen, we have to have an avenue to move in that direction.
Sure. Those at-grade improvements, safety improvements, include that pedestrian overpass. Something that adds a little impetus to this is the Royal Oak Charcoal plant downtown is for sale. And it's going to change character. I'll just guarantee you that's not going to be an industrial site. And those of us that work in municipal planning, industrial sites don't work well in the middle of a leisure travel destination. Little kids get ran over by trucks, trains, and all kinds of stuff. And if you pour millions of dollars into an existing site because you think it's cheaper, that's false economy, it's not good planning, that's not what we want to do. We want to...
You've got to have trucks access off of 65.
Absolutely.
Fluidly.
Driving down Shepherd Hills Expressway through sight and sound theater traffic is not probably a good 40 semi a day solution. The Taney County Expressway with minimum development right off the edge of a transload facility makes eminent good sense, immediately located between an airport and a rail line. I think we've got a good track record there, a good thing. The Branson Pedestrian Way makes really good sense. And some of the other projects.
Some manufacturers are bringing inbound goods like Menards and others that make sense to the partnership. We want to be sure to keep the chambers involved, represented. Any of these meetings we have, my recommendation would be to have a chamber representative from Branson and one from Hollister. He started talking originally with the chamber at Hollister.
He did.
But to keep them involved too, because this all goes, eventually it's a partnership. And everybody needs to be informed.
So I think we've got the recommendation. I don't hear any opposition to that, so I would say that should take care of moving this forward.
Yeah, but it would need to, in my opinion, go to the county commission to bring them on board for any future grants. I mean, we are advisory, and see what their opinion would be.
We'll look to you to make sure they stay in
the... Well, not only me, but somebody else like Ron or whoever would be willing to come to one of them meetings, and we can get on the agenda and brief them on.
Well, we've got... You can take this recommendation and have early discussions with them already. You know,
I know, but you're more...
But I'm available at any time. I'm available. But
two of the three of them, the voting majority, has already got a pretty good feel for it right here in the last 35 minutes. But at any rate, what a point we'll take.
Right. Any other business we need over before we return?
I think, is it appropriate for a new business on a Dollar General turn lane discussion here today?
I might know a little bit more about that. Do you know? On turning lanes?
I would ask if anybody's on 160.
Joe, I have not heard anything on that. No.
Okay.
On which road?
100 and 40.